阿门。哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名，继续我们安息日下午的聚会。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our afternoon service.
我们一起唱诗155首。
Let's sing hymn 155. Let's all pray.
哈利路亚啊！各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
啊，奉主是圣名啊，继续我们下午的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue with our afternoon service.
那在昨天晚上啊，到法拉盛去参加那边的家庭聚会。
And last night, I went to Flushing to attend their family service.
那在法拉盛的聚会里面呢，我们昨天晚上查考的是雅各书里面信心与行为的并行。
And last night we studied about James, where it talks about faith and works.
那在那当中呢，以亚伯拉罕作为这个信心与行为最好的榜样。
And we use Abraham as the best example of faith and actions.
那我们都知道说亚伯拉罕是信心之父。
And we know that Abraham is the father of faith.
我们也知道说他的一生当中啊，我们看到神怎么样引领他。
And we can see that in his entire life, God was leading him.
虽然在他的人生的过程当中有高有低。
And even though in his life there were high points and low points.
那有成功也有失败。
And he has successes and failures.
但是整体上来讲，他的信心啊，他的信仰的是不停的往上的进步。
But overall, his faith continued to improve.
一直到他信仰上的最高峰。
And at the highest point of his faith.
他表现出他最完美信仰的时刻。
It was the most wonderful time of his faith.
就是亚伯拉罕献以撒。
And that was when he sacrificed Isaac.
所以今天下午我们就用这一段亚伯拉罕信心的顶峰来作为我们作为我们的学习。
So today we can use the peak of Abraham's faith as to learn from.
我们来看创世纪第二十二章。
And let's look at Genesis chapter 22.
创世纪二十二章。
Genesis chapter 22.
创世纪二十二章第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节，这些事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕，就呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕。”他说：“我在这里。”第二节。
Verse 2.
神说：“你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在我所要指示你的山上，把它献为燔祭。”第三节。
Verse 3.
亚伯拉罕清早起来，背上驴，带着两个仆人和他儿子以撒，也劈好了燔祭的柴，就起身往神所指示他的地方去了。第四节。
Verse 4.
到了第三日，亚伯拉罕举目远远地看见那地方。第五节。
Verse 5.
亚伯拉罕对他的仆人说：“你们和驴在这等候，我与童子再往那里去拜一拜，就回到你们这里来。”第六节。
Verse 6.
亚伯拉罕把燔祭的柴放在他儿子以撒身上，自己手里拿着火与刀，于是两人同行。第七节。
Verse 7.
以撒对父亲亚伯拉罕说：“父亲啊！”亚伯拉罕说：“我儿，我在这里。”以撒说：“请看，火与柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？”第八节。
Verse 8.
亚伯拉罕说：“我儿，神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。”于是两人同行。第九节。
Verse 9.
他们到了神所指示的地方，亚伯拉罕在那里筑坛，把柴绑好，捆绑他的儿子以撒，放在坛的柴上。第十节。
Verse 10.
亚伯拉罕就伸手拿刀要杀他的儿子。这一段事迹啊，是我们所非常熟悉的。
And we're all very familiar with this passage.
在这里有记载说亚伯拉罕怎么样依照神的吩咐带着他的儿子要去被献为燔祭。
And here records how Abraham followed the commandment of God to sacrifice his son.
虽然这段事迹我们非常的熟悉。
And even though we're familiar with this passage.
从宗教教育系开始。
From religious education.
一直到聚会正道的时候。
Until services.
到家庭查经。
And family services.
我们总是会或多或少会讨论到这一段。
And we will often talk about this passage.
并且以这一段为亚伯拉罕信心的表征。
And to demonstrate the faith of Abraham.
那我们就来从这里面再来看一次。
And we can once again look at this passage.
我们从神对亚伯拉罕的吩咐。
From the commandment of God to Abraham.
亚伯拉罕对神命令的反应。
And how Abraham reacted to God's command.
以及以扫对他父亲的的遵行。
And how Isaac obeyed his father Abraham.
我们从中间看，可以对我们来做什么样的学习。
So what can we learn from all of this?
从这里一开始说到是神对亚伯拉罕的吩咐。
And so first, Abraham was called by God.
神吩咐亚伯拉罕是什么？
And what did God tell Abraham to do?
第二节。
Verse 2.
他在这里说，带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒。
Said to take your son, your only son, whom you love.
在这里，神为什么要用这么繁琐的词句来形容？
And why does God need to use such a descriptive way to say this?
神为什么不说就带着以撒？
Why didn't God say just take Isaac?
就带着你的儿子。
Just take your son.
就去献祭。
And sacrifice him.
神为什么用三种不一样的形容词？
Why did God describe him in three different ways?
你的儿子
Your son
你独生的
Your only son
你所爱的
Whom you love
啊，为什么要这么麻烦
Why does he have to be so bothersome
啊，怎么这么啰嗦
Why does he have to say so much
因为神要亚伯拉罕认清楚
Because God wants Abraham to know
神要的是什么
What God wants
是你的儿子
Your son
啊，不是，你不要把以斯玛利推出来啊
Not Ishmael
啊，说哦，要献儿子是吗
So, oh, you want me to sacrifice a son?
啊，这个以实玛利也是我的儿子啊。
Okay, Ishmael is also my son.
哦，说不行。
But God says no.
要是你那个独生的儿子
，Your only son.
哦，那个神眼里只有以撒才算哦。
So in God's eyes, only Isaac counts.
哦，其他人不算哦。
And none other.
一定要是以撒。
It has to be Isaac.
是你所爱的。
The one who you love.
神为什么要这样去提醒亚伯拉罕
？Why does God need to remind Abraham?
哦，我们有时候会觉得蛮残忍的。
And it might be a little, cruel.
啊，你已经叫他要献这个儿子了。
You already told him to sacrifice.
你明知道他一定舍不得。
You know that he will be unwilling.
你还要提醒他哦。
But you still have to remind him.
你儿子哦。
Your son.
只有这一个哦。
Your only one son.
你好爱的那一个。
The one whom you love.
神为什么要这样做
？Why did God have to
do this? 因为神要亚伯拉罕看清楚。
Because God wants Abraham to see clearly.
神要的是什么
？What God wants.
要那个你所爱的。
He wants the one that you love.
不是神不清楚。
Not that God is unclear.
哦，有时候我们会觉得。
And sometimes we may
feel. 神在我们生活当中有些安排啊。
God has arrangements in our life.
我们觉得神搞不清楚啊。
And we think that God doesn't know.
神，你不知道这个是我想要的吗
？Don't you know this is what I want?
你不知道这个是我珍惜的吗
Don't you know this is what I
treasure? 你不知道这是我所努力很久才得到的吗
？Don't you know this is what I worked so long for?
啊，你怎么会给我安排这样的人生
？So why did you arrange this kind of life for
me? 你为什么要逼我？做这种选择
？Why do you make me do this? Make these decisions?
难道你不知道这是我所爱的
？Don't you know this is what I love?
但是神要告诉你
，But God wants to tell us.
今天神要你做这个选择
，When God wants us to make these decisions.
你在挣扎
，And we are struggling.
他知道
，He knows.
为了信仰的缘故
，For the reason of faith.
你必须要舍弃
，We must give up.
他也知道
，And He knows.
这个是你所珍惜的
This is what we treasure.
他知道
He knows.
这是你所爱的
This is what we love.
他知道
And he knows.
但是他还是要跟你说
But he still wants to tell us.
这是我要的
This is what I want.
哦，所以你必须要做挣扎
So we must struggle.
在挣扎当中你要做一个选择
And in our struggling, we must make a decision.
哦，所以不是神不知道你不是神不知道你所牺牲的痛苦。
It is not that God doesn't know the pain of your sacrifice.
不是神不知道你要放下那种心中的痛。
It is not that God doesn't know that you have to let go of the pain in your heart.
神知道。
God knows.
神说我知道那个是你独生的。
He knows that this is your one only one.
是你的心上所重视的。
The one that you love.
是你所爱的。
The one that you love.
但是神说今天我要。
But God says today I want it.
今天神对你也是一样。
And to us it is the same today.
神不只对亚伯拉罕说这句话。
And it is not only said to Abraham.
今天也对我们每一个人都说这句话。
But it is also said to us.
你心中很重视吗？
What do you treasure?
你心里最爱的吗
？What do you love the most?
神要对你说。
God will say to us.
这我知道。
I know.
但是我要。
But I want.
啊，你就要选择。
So you must make a
decision. 在挣扎当中，你要选择。
We must make a decision.
哦，所以神在这里对亚伯拉罕说。
So here God says to Abraham.
把你所爱的。
Take whom you love.
你独生的。
Your only one.
献为燔祭。
As a burnt offering.
为什么要献为燔祭
？Why does it have to be a burnt offering?
在那时候，燔祭是完全的献上。
A burnt offering was burned completely.
全部烧掉。
Completely burned.
祭司就是全部归神。
So everything was given to God.
哦，所以今天你最重视的。
So what we most treasure.
你可能为了信仰的缘故，你要完全的割舍。
And maybe for the reason of faith, we must completely.
你今天所最重视的。
What we
你最爱的。
What we love most.
啊，为了信仰的缘故，你要完全放上去。
For the reason of faith, we must offer it up completely.
哦，这是神今天对我们要的。
This is what God wants from us.
啊，也是我们必须要回应的。
And this is what we must do.
啊，在这里说要献成燔祭。
And here it says, take him as a burnt offering.
但是献成燔祭不是唯一的条件哦。
But that's not the only condition.
啊，在这里还说什么
？And what else does it say?
你要献上。
You must sacrifice.
但是要在神所指示的地方。
But at the place that God appoints.
我们看一下第二节。
Verse 2.
他说带到摩利亚地去。
Bring him to the region of Moriah.
在我所指示你的山上，把他献为燔祭。
On the mountain I tell you about.
当我们今天在做这个抉择
，So when we're making this kind of choice，
我们今天在做这样的奉献
，When we make this kind of offering，
你可能有心
，Maybe we have the heart，
你可以做出这样的决定
，That we can make this kind of decision，
你可以挣扎
，We can struggle，
你也可以突破你的挣扎
，We can overcome the struggle，
胜过你的考验
，And overcome this trial。
哦，为了耶稣的缘故，你愿意放得下
，Because of Jesus， we're able to let it go。
但是放下不是唯一的条件
，But letting it go is not the only condition。
依照神的指示才是，依照神的指示也是相应的条件。
And we also have to follow God's command.
哦，所以你不只要献上你最爱的。
So not only do we sacrifice what we most love.
哦，当然这是神对你要求的时候。
And that is when God requests.
哦，当神今天让你要求你做一个选择。
When God asks us to make a decision.
哦，请你把最爱的献上。
Please offer your most beloved.
哦，你说我愿意。
And you say I'm willing.
那感谢主。
Thank God.
但是愿意只是开始。
But being willing is just the beginning.
还要照神的方法献上。
You must also offer it in the way that God arranges.
哦，我们有时候觉得说我已经做这么大的牺牲了。
And we may think that we already make such a great sacrifice.
哦，为了信仰的缘故。
For the reason of faith.
哦，我放弃这么多。
I let go of so much.
哦，为了信仰的缘故。
Because of faith.
我失去了这么多。
I lost so much.
哦，你没看到我这么卑到最高点已经很美了吗？
Haven't you seen that how much I suffer? Isn't it so great already?
哦，真说不够。
But God said it's not enough.
到神所指示的地方。
You must go to where God appoints.
按神所要的方式。
And do according to the way that God says.
哦，所以我们为了神放下了很多。
So because of God, we let go of much things.
哦，这是好的。
And this is good.
但是在我们放下之后。
But after we have let go.
我们要按照神的方法把那个放下的部分填满。
We must refill the place. And according to God's way.
哦，意思。
And what this means.
哦，就是说，当我们放下了。
After we have let go.
哦，我们要照神的方式填补。
We must use God's way to fill it back in.
不管是参与圣工。
No matter it's participating in holy work.
自我的灵修。
Or self-cultivation.
哦，婚姻的需要。
Or marriage.
哦，不管是哪一个部分。
No matter which way.
哦，到后面这个，我们舍弃之后，都有要照着神的方式。到达神的地方来做新的安排。
So after giving up something, we must follow the way of God and go to where He commands.
哦，所以在这里，神对亚伯拉罕的要求非常的直接而且明显。
So here, God's request to Abraham is very direct and clear.
那我们来看一下这个亚伯拉罕是怎么的回应。
And let's see how Abraham responds.
我们看创世纪二十二章，
Genesis chapter 22,
第三节
，verse 3.
他说亚伯拉罕清早起来。背上驴，然后就出发了。
And early the next morning, Abraham got up and saddled his donkey.
那亚伯拉罕对神的要求啊，是有很直接的反应的。
So Abraham had a very direct response to God's command.
然后他一大清早，神讲完，一大清早就出发。
And after God's command, early the next morning, he got up and went.
我们在这样子在这里看来哈、哦、
，So if we look at this,
我们好像觉得亚伯拉罕处理这件事情很轻松啊。
It seems to be that Abraham is can take care of this very easily.
没有挣扎。
And he doesn't even need to struggle.
哦，神说你说要献吧。
And God, you want to sacrifice?
啊，我就献呐。
So I will.
我们有时候看圣经哦，看得很容易。
Sometimes when we look at the Bible, it seems easy.
但是亚伯拉罕也是人呐。
But Abraham was also a person.
跟我们一样。
He is just like us.
今天如果我们把自己放在那个角，放在亚伯拉罕的位置。
And if we were in Abraham's position.
那是你的儿子。
That is your son.
你独生的。
Our only son.
你所爱的。
The one whom you love.
你明明知道说，你走下这一条路就是要把它献为燔祭，要烧掉的。
And you know that if you go up.Down this path, you will have to sacrifice.
你有办法清早起来背上驴就出发吗
？Will you be able to rise the early in the morning and set out?
我在想，如果是我啊
，And I think if this is me,
哇，那很挣扎啊。
I'll be struggling greatly.
我一定会一直拖啊。
And I'll try to delay.
哦，这里东摸西摸的。
I'll just do many other things.
哦，砍柴砍三天啊。
And cut wood for 3 days.
哦，打包啊。
And wrap it up.
整理行李啊。
And arrange my suitcase.
等什么？
And what am I waiting for?
等看神会不会改变旨意啊
？To see if God will change His mind.
我们有时候会这样子。
And sometimes we may be like this.
你明知道神向你要什么
？We know what God wants from us.
你明知道你必须要放弃什么
？And we know what we must let go of.
你明知道为了信仰的缘故，你必须要做怎么样的抉择
？We know what kind of decision we have to make for the reason of faith.
放不下。
But we cannot let go.
清早爬不起来。
And then early in the morning we cannot rise.
看到驴走不出去啊。
And we see the donkey, but we cannot go out to it.
你明明知道你该做。
We know what we have to do.
你总希望等到什么？等到神改变旨意。
But we hope that God can change His will.
这就是我们跟亚伯拉罕的不同。
So this is our difference with Abraham.
为什么他是信仰之父
？Why is he the father of faith?
在这里亚伯兰清早就起来了。
So here Abraham rose early in the morning.
当然我们昨天也有谈到。
And yesterday we also talked about.
另外一个亚伯兰清早起来的可能。
Another reason that Abraham rose so early.
就是赶快走。
To leave quickly.
为什么赶快走
？And why does he need to do this?
因为要是撒拉起来就走不了了。
So because if Sarah also got up, then they would not be able to go.
我想这是很大的可能啊。
I think that's a pretty good reason.
妈妈不一样。
The mothers are different.
特别舍不得。
They will especially be unwilling.
天性。
And that's just their nature.
所以妈妈可能受不了这件事情。
And the mom will probably be unable to bear this.
所以今天不是亚伯拉罕不爱以扫。
So here it's not that Abraham doesn't love Isaac.
而是在这种抉择当中，他必须要排除所有可能的阻碍。
But here in this making this decision, he has to. Overcome all the hindrances.
所以一大清早起来。
So early in the morning.
看到撒拉还在睡觉。
When Sarah was still sleeping.
哇，以扫脱了就赶快跑。
He quickly took Isaac and went.
有时候我们在抉择当中。
Sometimes when we're making a decision.
明明神已经把他的旨意很明显的从借着圣经告诉我们了。
And we already clearly know what God wants.
那我们就要主动去避开一些可能的阻碍。
We must proactively. Overcome any obstacles that we might have.
使得我们在完成工作当中不要有机会被挡住了。
So that when we're doing the work, we will not have an opportunity of being stopped.
所以他清早起来就背上驴就出发了。
So he rose early in the morning and set out.
接下来呢？
And what's next?
第四节。
Verse 4.
第四节说亚伯到了第三日。
On the third day,
亚伯拉罕与举目远远的看见那个地方。
On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance.
亚伯拉罕走了多久
？And how long did Abraham walk?
走了三天。
For 3 days.
那还是骑驴子。
And he was also riding a donkey.
当然，我们不知道他有没有骑驴子啦。Well, 但是至少有驴子在那里啊。
We don't know if he actually rode the donkey, but at least he had one.
在这三天的路程当中。
And in this 3-day trip.
他走了三天才看到那个神要他去的地方。
It was only after 3 days that he saw the place that God wants him to go to.
那你就想啊。
And we may think.
神要他献以撒。
God wants him to sacrifice
Isaac. 这么一个直接简单的命令。
Such a simple command.
为什么要跑那么远
why does he have to go so far?
神为什么要指定那么远的地方
？Why does God appoint such a far place?
摩利亚有什么特别吗
？What's so special about Moriah?
难道隔壁的山不行吗
？Why can't we just go to a closer mountain?
在附近呢。
It's closer.
如果你愿意献以撒
，If you're willing to sacrifice
Isaac, 在这里献也是献呢。
If I sacrifice here, it's also a sacrifice.
摩利亚山献也是献呢。
And if it's on Moriah, it's also a sacrifice.
为什么要跑这么远
？Why do we have to go so far?
走三天呢
？For 3 days.
这是神特别要求的。
This is the special command of God.
为什么神要这样要求
？Why does God request this?
因为神要亚伯拉罕想清楚。
Because God wants Abraham to think clearly.
想清楚哦。
To clearly know.
不要一时的激情哦。
Not just making
impulsive.
Instead of making an impulsive decision.
有时候人决定会这样子啊。
Sometimes, when we make choices, it is like this.
哇，那个一时的激动。
In the moment of impulse.
我就很激动的时候，什么事都做得出来。
Impulsively, we can do anything.
我们看到很多世界上的人啊。
And people in the world.
有时候酒一喝。
When they drink a lot.
哇，脑子一热。
And it goes to their brain.
哇，就开山刀拿着就跑出去砍人了。
And they take out a knife and go out and
什么事都敢做。
They dare to do anything.
但是那个一冷静下来。
But when they calm down.
一被警察抓到。
When they get caught by the police.
哇，整个人好像瘫了，吓坏了。
And they become scared.
就好，刚刚的勇气都不见了。
The courage from before is all gone.
所以有时候人在激动的时候 可以变得好像很勇敢。
So sometimes when people are act impulsively, they may seem very courageous.
那时候如果亚伯拉罕很哇，那时候很热血沸腾啊。
So here, if Abraham was very very zealous.
啊，神说，哦，我就是你所敬拜的神，哇，显现那个荣光很大。
And there was a great glorious light.
然后跟亚伯兰说，我要你的儿子以撒。
I want your son Isaac.
你现在献给我。
And offer him to me now.
哦，如果亚伯兰一下子很激动啊。
And Abraham might act impulsively.
哦，脑子不清楚。
And he might not think clearly.
刀拔起来就砍下去了。
And he takes out a knife and just stabs his son.
看起来很勇敢。
It may seem very courageous.
哇，看起来那个看起来牺牲很大。
And seems like he sacrifices a lot.
但是这种不是真正的。不是他真正的本，看不出来那个真正的本性。
But this is not the true nature.
哦，什么时候才看得出来
？When can you really see this？
让你走三天。
After a 3-day walk.
走三天才看得出来。
After a 3-day trip, can
we see this？ 你要想说对亚伯拉罕这三天怎么过
？So we can see how Abraham spent these 3 days.
走三天的路程。
After a 3-day trip.
看着自己的儿子。
Looking at his son.
每走一步。
Every step.
就是更接近那个要把他献上的时间。
Is a step closer to sacrificing his son.
回头望家里。
And when he looks back at his home.
我要不要转头把孩子带回去
？Should I go home, run back home, and bring my son?
继续前进。
But he continues forward.
只是让我还走到最后，就是要把孩子献上。
And if I go to the end, then I have to sacrifice my son.
每一步都是一个挣扎。
And every step of the way is a struggle.
我们有个大前提哦，有一个 pride guideline 哈、
huh? ，There's a pride guideline。
哦，在一开始有一个前提就是亚伯拉罕爱以撒哦。
And first of all, Abraham loved Isaac。
不是不爱哦。
It is not that he doesn't love him。
心头肉。
It was his own flesh。
哦，是年纪大才得到的宝贝。
And he only received the son at a very old age。
你每走一步。
So every step that he takes,
就离你亲手杀他的距离越来越近。
It's closer to sacrificing his son.
所以亚伯拉罕真正信仰的表现在哪里
？So where's the true demonstration of Abraham's
faith? 当然有他拔刀要杀他儿子那一下。
And it is also when he pulled out his knife to sacrifice his son.
但是更重要的
，But more importantly,
是他这三天的内心的挣扎。
It is a struggle that he faced in this 3-day trip.
我们如果想象自己是亚伯拉罕
，and if we think, put ourselves in his position,
每一步看到你儿子在你旁边
，every step we see our son at our side,
你所爱的
，the one that we love,
所应许的
，the one that was promised,
从小宝贝到大的
，the one that we took care from young to old,
等了十几年的
，for waited for him for so many years,
这就是你唯一的。
This is our only.
但是你今天要亲手把它献上。
But today you have to offer him up.
这一条路你走得下去吗
？Can we walk down this road?
那、哦、所以神要亚伯兰走三天。
So God wants Abraham to walk 3 days.
是要他冷静。
So that he can calm down.
人在冷静当中做出冷静理智的选择。
And when we are calm, we can make a better choice.
那今天我们信仰也要这样子哦。
So it is the same for our faith.
我们信仰哈、哦、要有热情。
And in our faith, we must have zealousness.
但是不能纯粹的激情
，but
不能就是纯粹的那种 excitement 哈。
Cannot be completely impulsive and excited.
好，不能够只是一种感觉。
Cannot be only a feeling.
好，一种一瞬间，哇，我什么都要做，我什么都做得出来。
And thinking that we can do everything.
神要我们的信仰是在理智当中的热忱。
But he wants us to be a zealousness in our
是有思考过的
after much consideration
哦，那所以在圣经里面呢、啊，主耶稣讲过一个例子啊。
So Jesus gave an example.
他、啊、说你一个人要盖房子啊。
If you want to build a house.
啊，你要先计算清楚。
You must first make all the calculations.
免得你要地基打好了。
To set the foundation.
结果没有钱往上盖。
But not have money to build it up.
那、啊、为什么要讲这个例子呢
？So why does he give this example?
啊，就告诉我们说，我们的信仰要计算清楚。
To tell us that in our faith we must make a careful.
哦，你来接受这样的，你来接受这个信仰。
When we accept this faith,
你要先看出你所必须要付的代价。
We must see what we must pay out.
而不要这样子糊里糊涂的来。
And not very muddle-headed.
哦，你来到这个信，你来接受这个信仰。
When we accept this faith,
你要知道神对你的要求是什么。
You must know what God requests of us.
你必须要过什么样的人生。
What kind of life do we have to live?
哦，所以你仔细思考。
So when we consider this,
分析
and think about it,
判断
and judge it,
然后决定
and then we make the decision.
哦，因为理智的决定。
Because we make this kind of decision.
哦，所以你才能够这一条路走到底。
Then we are able to walk to the end.
哦，所以我们信仰上有没有做过这样的判断
？So have we made this kind of judgment in
our faith? 你有思考过你必须要付的代价吗
？Have we ever considered what we have to pay out?
你有看见那个最终你可以得到的奖赏吗
？Have we seen the goal that is at the end?
哦，做个计算
，and make this kind of
哦，做个思考
consideration.
哦，计算清楚了，你才能够做下那个正确的判断。
And think about it carefully before you can make this decision.
哦，那判断之后呢，你才能在这条路上走得好。
After making the judgment, we can make this decision to walk down the path.
好，我们来看一下路加福音第五章哦。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 5.
路加福音第五章。
Luke chapter 5.
路加福音第五章的第三节。
Verse 3.
第三节，有一只船是西门的，耶稣就上去，请他把船撑开，稍微离岸就坐下，从船上教训众人。第四节。
Verse 4.
讲完了，对西门说，把船开到水深处。下网打鱼。第五节。
Verse 5.
西门说：“夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但依从你的话，我就下网。”第六节。
Verse 6.
他们下了网，就网住许多的鱼，网险些裂开。第七节。
Verse 7.
便招呼那只船上的同伴来帮忙，他们就把鱼装满了两只船，甚至要沉下去。第八节。
Verse 8.
西门彼得看见了，就俯伏在耶稣膝前说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”哈，那这里是神借用彼得的船行了一个神迹。
So here, Jesus used the boat of Peter to perform a miracle.
那在这个神迹当中，我们看到彼得前后的改变。
And we can see the change of Peter from before and after.
在第五节，西门对彼得的称呼是“夫子”。
And in verse 5, Peter calls Jesus master.
老师啊
，teacher.
哦，有智慧的人啊
，the one with wisdom.
哦，有学问的人啊
，the knowledgeable one.
哦，所以叫他夫子。
So he calls him master.
但是在神迹之后呢
？But after the miracle.
啊，第八节
，verse 8.
他说：“主啊，离开我吧。
”He says, "Lord, depart from me."
哦，所以这是一个人对信仰、对神的加进一步的认识。
So here, he knows God one step further.
但是为什么会有这样进一步的认识
？Why does he have this one step further recognition？
哦，就是因为有神迹的产生。
Because of the miracle.
但是为什么会有神迹的产生
？But why was there a miracle？
哦，在第五节。
In verse 5.
第五节，西门对耶稣说什么
？And what did Peter say to Jesus？
他在这里说：“夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么。”
Master, we have worked all night, but haven't caught anything.
哦，他是陈述一个事实。
So here's a reality.
彼得是一个有经验的渔夫。
Peter was an experienced fisherman.
哦，所以以他的经验来讲，已经没有什么可以打的了。
So from his experience, he knows that there's no more fish to catch.
彼得也有尝试的努力过。
And he also worked very hard.
整晚努力打鱼。
He worked all night.
结果是什么
？But the result was.
什么都没有打到。
He caught nothing.
彼得有没有认知这个事实
？Does Peter know this reality?
彼得很清楚这个事实。
He clearly knew this.
但是他说什么
？But what did he say?
但依从你的话
，But because
我就下网。
Because you say so, I will let down the nets.
这是很奇怪的事情啊。
This is a very strange thing.
他为什么要依从耶稣的话
？Why does he need to listen to Jesus' word?
耶稣是捕鱼的吗
？Was Jesus a fisherman?
耶稣不是啊。
He wasn't.
耶稣是木匠的儿子啊。
He was the son of a carpenter.
你要说今天要盖桌子椅子啊
？And if we were building a chair or a table.
你说哦，依从你的话，我就再定一次。
We can say according to your word, we'll rebuild it.
因为耶稣可能定桌子椅子很厉害啊。
Because maybe Jesus was very good at making tables.
木匠的儿子啊。
He was the son of a carpenter.
但是今天彼得是渔夫。
But here Peter is a fisherman.
这里讲的是抓鱼。
And here we're talking about catching fish.
彼得的专业。
It was Peter's expertise.
但是在这里他怎么说？
But what did he say?
他先告诉你一个事实。
He told the reality.
彼得脑筋很清楚的。
And Peter clearly knew this.
我看见，我判断，我知道。
I saw and I judged and I know.
没有鱼啊。
There is no more fish.
但是即使我有这么理智的判断。
But from this judgment.
但这不影响我对你的信心。
Even though he has this judgment, it doesn't affect his faith to Jesus.
依照你的话，我就下网。
According to what you say, I will let down the net.
所以我们今天信仰可以是很理智的。
So from our faith, we can be very. Oh, and in our faith, we can be very rational.
好，在这种理智当中，一样可以看见我们的信心。
And rationally looking at it, we can also see the faith.
我们有时候一直觉得说哦。这个理智啊，理智当中就没有信心呐、啊。
And sometimes we may think that in rationality there's no faith.
好像要狂热才有信心哦。
And it seems that it's only when we are very impulsive that we can have faith.
不计较后果。
And we don't think about what the consequences are.
不理任何的，我们看见任何的状况。
And we ignore all the circumstances.
看到一面墙也要一头给它撞下去。
And we see a wall and we just want to break it down.
好像这样子才能表现出一个人很有信心。
And it seems like it's only like this that we can demonstrate the faith.
但是我们这里看到彼得不是这样子的。
But here Peter is not like this.
事实看见了。
He already see what's the reality.
经验做到正确的判断。
And from his experience, he makes the correct judgment.
理智告诉他这一网下去的结果。
And he can rationally decide what the result is.
但是依照你的话，我就下网。
But because of what you say, I will let down the net.
所以今天彼得有这样冷静的信心。
So here Peter has this very calm faith.
那亚伯拉罕也是啊。
And it is the same with Abraham.
行走三天。
He walked for 3 days.
在三天当中啊，他没有转回头啊。
But in these 3 days, he did not turn back.
虽然三天对他是一个很大的考验。
Even though these 3 days was a great trial.
但是在这种三天之内的冷静，使得他接下来的献祭呀、啊，是神所喜悦的。
Because of this calmness through these 3 days, the sacrifice that he made was something acceptable in the eyes of God.
第五节。
Verse 5。
到了那个地方，远远的望见那个地方。
Genesis chapter 22 verse 5。
创世纪二十二章第五节啊。当他们远远的看见了这个地方。
The place in the distance.
他对仆人说。
And he said to his servants.
你们和驴在这里等候。
Stay here with the donkey.
我跟童子去拜一拜。
And I and the boy will go to worship.
不要仆人跟着去啊。
He doesn't want the servants to go with him.
这跟前面一样。
And it is the same as before.
排除可能的阻碍。
He removed all the hindrances.
所以我们看到这三天。
So from these 3 days.
不但亚伯拉罕的方向没有改变。
Not only did his direction not change.
他的决心没有改变。
His decision did not change either.
他那个排除困难的心也没有改变。
And he also did not stop to remove the obstacles.
而是在这三天挣扎当中的淬炼，使他对神更有信心了。
But after this struggle of 3 days, he had even more faith towards God.
有时候神在我们生命当中给我们挣扎。
And sometimes God gives us struggles in our lives.
甚至我们看不到前面的路。
And even when we cannot see the path ahead of us.
就像亚伯拉罕看不到神所预备的那只羊羔一样，看不到的。
And Abraham cannot see the ram that is provided by God.
以致我们一直紧紧抓住，舍不得放手。
And when we grab some tightly, it cannot let go.
因为我们很怕一放手之后，我们就什么都没有了。
Because we're afraid that when we let go, we will have nothing.
但是在这里亚伯拉罕。
But here, Abraham.
他不但放手。
Not only did he let go.
而且在这三天的等待。
But after these 3 days of waiting.
在这三天的挣扎。
After these 3 days of struggle.
他的信心反而得到更高的淬炼。
His faith reached an even higher level.
以致到他最后被称为这个信心的典模这个表范。
So here at the end, he is. The example of faith.
除掉那个可能阻碍的障碍在路上。
He removed all the obstacles.
我们看第六节。
Verse 6。
第六节说亚伯拉罕，这里是亚伯拉罕，只剩亚伯拉罕跟以撒两个人哦。
Here's only Abraham and Isaac.
在这里我们看到亚伯拉罕跟以撒的 的他们的互动。
And here we can see the interaction between Abraham
and Isaac. 那在这里连续出现了两次的二人同行。
And here mentions twice, two of them went up together.
哦，所以在这个父子同行里面啊，有很多我们可以学习的。
So from this, father and son, going together, we can learn a lot.
他们第一次是什么时候两人二人同行呢？
When is the first time that this is mentioned?
第六节。
In verse six.
他说亚伯拉罕把燔祭的柴放在儿子以撒的身上。自己手里拿着火与刀，于是两二人同行。
He placed the wood on Isaac, and he carried himself the fire and the knife as the two of them went on together.
所以这里的第一个二人同行是没有对话的。
So here in this first two of them went together, there is no conversation.
这个是父亲的身教。
This is the example set by the father.
父亲的身教哦。用自己的行动来教导以撒。
And Abraham used his own example to teach Isaac.
他教导以撒什么？
And what did he teach him?
他把燔祭的柴放在以撒的身上。
He placed the wood for the burnt offering on his son.
工作重担交在以撒的身上。
He gave the burden to his son.
自己呢？
And for himself.
自己手里拿着火与刀。
He himself carried fire and the knife.
这是什么意思？
What does this mean?
不是亚伯拉罕从这个儿子是他所爱的。
This is the son that he loved.
是他唯一的。
His only son.
是马上要献上了。
The son that he is about to sacrifice.
舍不得。
And he is unwilling.
很爱。
He loves him so much.
但是一样叫他悲惨。
But just the same, he lets him carry the wood.
一样要他背负担子。
And he still wants to be carried the burden.
这是亚伯拉罕教导以撒的方式。
And this is how Abraham taught Isaac.
甚至在以撒要已经要献上哦，马上要杀掉之前，一样是这样子教他。
And he teaches him in this way right before Isaac was about to be sacrificed.
这教导他什么？
And what does this teach him?
就是少年人要担负起责任。
That the young people must take up.
那个柴很重啊。
The wood might be heavy.
亚伯还没有舍不得。
But Abraham was not unwilling.
马上要杀他了。
He was about to sacrifice him.
亚伯还没有说哇，好疼惜呀，那我自己来背好了。
And Abraham didn't say, oh, let me carry that wood for you.
没有。
He didn't.
一样要你背。
He still wants him to carry.
所以年轻人。
So for young people.
圣经上告诉我们说，少年负轭。Bear the yoke while you are young.
Bear the yoke when you are young.
我们来看一下耶利米哀歌哦。
Let's look at Lamentations.
耶利米哀歌第三章。
Lamentations chapter 3.
耶利米哀歌的第三章。
Lamentations chapter 3.
第二十六节。
Verse 26.
27节
Verse 27,
这里说人在幼年负轭，这原是好的。这里说一个人在年轻的时候要承受责任
So it tells us that when a person is young, he must be responsible.
你要把工作交给他。
And when you give the work to him,
你要把担子放在他身上。
You must put the burden on him.
为什么？
Why?
因为在他承担的过程里面。
So when he's carrying this burden,
他会因为有承担而越来越坚强。
And because of carrying this burden, he becomes stronger.
其实这是我们今天整个社会的一个大问题。
And this is a great problem in our society.
尤其是我们现在的社会进入所谓的少子化，就是只有一个或两个孩子。
And in this society nowadays, we only have one or two sons.
所以因为孩子少。
And because we have fewer children.
所以特别疼惜。
And then we treasure them even more.
父母疼惜孩子是天性。
And it is a nature for parents to treasure their children.
但是如果溺爱的话，就反而不美了。
But if they love them too much, it's not good.
我们现在看 spoil them, huh?
If they spoil them, it's not good.
我们现在看到很多的新闻。
And we see a lot of news.
我们看到说近年来的下一代被称之为什么？叫草莓族啊。
The next generation is called the strawberry group.
为什么叫草莓族？
Why are they called the strawberry group?
你看那个出来那个草莓，那个如果是丰收的时候的草莓啊。
And when we see the ripe tomato, the strawberries.
哇，大颗啊。
It's so big.
甜啊。
And it's sweet.
然后看起来很漂亮哦。
And it looks very nice.
然后那样子，哇，那个什么，闻起来很香啊。
And it smells very good.
哦，现在的年轻人啊，现在的孩子有时候是这样子。
And this is like the children of today.
哦，因为父母疼惜。
Because the parents love them.
甚至两代人只有一个孙子啊，两代人只有一个孩子哈，所以双方的祖父母。父母只全部的关爱就是看在一个孩子身上。
And sometimes for two generations, there's only one children, so the parents and all the grandparents all care for this one child.
所以有时候常常舍不得啊。
And they may be unwilling.
哇，爸爸有时候要管教。
When the father wants to correct,
阿嬷就跳出来啦。
The grandmother steps in.
哇，你打我孙子，我就打我儿子啊。
If you hit my grandson, then I'll hit my son.
哦，所以有时候会出来挡。
So they might come out to stop.
哦，看起来很爱孙子，很爱孩子。
And it may seem that they love their grandson a lot.
却不知道说这种方式有时候对孩子是更大的伤害。
But they don't know that in this way it is detrimental to their children.
哦，变成草莓。
And they become strawberries.
学历很好。
They are well educated.
哦，那个很聪明。
And they're very smart.
能力很强。
And they have many abilities.
就像一个漂亮的草莓一样。
Like a very beautiful strawberry.
哇，又大，然后又甜，然后什么又美观。
Big and nice to look at and tasty.
但是你今天如果施加一点点的压力呢？
But when we give them a little bit of pressure,
你把它一捏，
when you squeeze,
它就不羁，然后就烂了。
And then it.The strawberry becomes all squished up.
啊，真的有时候是这样子啊。
And sometimes it is like this.
有时候我们的舍不得哦。
Sometimes and when we are unwilling.
哦，有时候会对孩子造成更大的伤害。
It may be a greater harm to our children.
因为他不会永远在你的照顾底下。
Because he will not always be under your care.
他也不会是永远是你那个妈妈的 baby 哈，不是那个在你怀中的那一个。
He will not always be the baby in his mother's grasp.
啊，当他长大了。
When he grows up,
他必须要去面对同学。
He must face his classmates.
当他长得更大。
When he's even older,
他必须要面对他的工作。
He must face his work.
社会的压力。
The pressure from society.
现实的环境。
The present environment.
如果你从来没有让他背负过柴。
And if you've never let him carry a burden.
你的爱。
Your love.
会害到他。
May harm him.
哦，如果他从来没有像亚伯兰。背柴。
And if he has not like,
亚伯兰叫以撒，你背着柴。
So Abraham told Isaac to carry the wood.
啊，我们今天叫我们孩子做什么
？So what do we tell our children to do？
啊，不要啦，爸爸背好了啦。
You don't have to. I'll carry it for you.
哦，看起来很爱他。
It may seem that we love him.
可是会让他变得很脆弱。
But makes him become very weak.
没有办法承受现实的压力。
So that he will not be able to withstand the pressure.
哦，所以我们今天要学习亚伯拉罕。
So we must learn from Abraham.
他的身教。
His example.
把柴给他的儿子，给他所爱的儿子。
He put the wood on his beloved son.
因为爱他，所以把柴放在他身上。
Because he loved him, he put the wood on him.
我们看那个摩西在带领约书亚就是这样子啊。
And this is how Moses led Joshua.
你看摩西在跟亚玛利人打仗的时候。
When Joshua was fighting the Amorites.
哦，摩西在训练约书亚哦。
And Moses was training Joshua.
他跟约书亚说什么
？What did he say to Joshua?
你挑人去打仗。
You go find men and fight.
我上山帮你祷告。
I'll go on the mountain and pray.
这是我们今天要做的。
This is what we must do today.
哦，摩西已经几岁了
？How old was Moses then?
妈，一百多岁了。
He was over 100.
要是一百多岁，他还是很疼惜约书亚。
And he was over 100 and he still cared much for
Joshua. 跟约书亚说，要不然你上山祷告了，我去打仗。
And he say, "Oh, you go up to the mountain and pray, and I'll go fight."
结果怎么办
？And what would the result be?
我不知道。
Well, we don't know.
哦，所以那个教导训练下一代。
So when we're training the next generation,
不管是自己的孩子
，no matter if it's our children,
哦，是宗教教育的训练
，or religious education,
或在教会里面全人的训练
，or training people in church,
哦，都要适度的把责任压力下放，工作交托出去
，and we must distribute the work,
哦，把这个担子的柴呀、啊、放到孩子的身上来
，and put the burden of the wood on the children.
哦，不要舍不得。
And don't be unwilling to do this.
哦，因为等到有一天
，until one day，
你想做的时候
，when you want to do this，
啊，可能太晚了。
It might be too late.
哦，我们就有遇到过。
And we have encountered.
在有一个教会，因为他们对孩子下一代啊，很疼惜呀。
And in one church, they love their children.
哦，所以从来不叫孩子做任何的打扫工作。
So they never told the children to clean.
啊，人家孩子在美国哦，不丢 美国孩子不是这样子的，他们都这样子讲哦。
American children aren't like this.
他们在学校从来不打扫的啦。
In school, they never clean.
啊，那是他们美国文化。
This is the American culture.
所以我们不要弄啊。
So let's not bother them.
哦，让他们去玩。
Let them go play.
让他们去打球。
Let them go play ball.
啊，我们来打扫就好了嘛。
Let us just clean.
哦，所以有时候看到那个七八十岁的老人家在扫地。
So sometimes you see 70-80-year-olds sweeping the floor.
那种一二十岁的年轻人在打球。
And the teens are outside playing ball.
你是帮他吗
？Are you helping him?
你是爱他吗
？Are you loving him?
我告诉你
，I tell you，
他们被你害了。
They are harmed by you.
因为当他们有一天
，until one day，
他们需要承担教会所吩咐的工作。
When they have to pick up the responsibilities,
他们必须要面对那个教会事务性的压力。
They must face the pressure from church.
他只有两个选择。
They only have two choices.
一个是逃跑。
One is to run.
因为他不会。
Because he doesn't know how.
一个是被压垮。
And the second is to be crushed.
因为他做不来。
Because he cannot complete it.
他为什么会这样？
And why is it like this?
因为你的溺爱害了他。
Because you spoiled him and you harmed him.
哦，所以我们今天要把柴担在孩子的身上。
So today we must put the wood on the shoulders of our children.
啊，但是担在他身上不是因为你不想做。
And putting it on this child was not that he didn't want to do it.
就像亚伯拉罕爱以撒一样。
Just like Abraham loved Isaac.
我们也是因为爱。给予他们适当的训练。
And it is because of love that we give them a training.
那你也不能说，因为我今天我不想做。
And we cannot say that today I don't want to do this.
你是年轻人哦。
You're young.
全部给你做。
So we'll let you do everything.
哦，这种心态也是不正确的。
And this kind of attitude is incorrect.
因为这就不是两人同行了。
Because this is not two walking together.
这不是父子同行。
This is not the father and son walking
together. 但是亚伯拉罕把柴交出去之后。
But after Abraham gave the wood to
him, 他手里拿什么？
And what did he take?
他手里拿着火与刀。
He carried fire and knife.
我们来看一下以赛亚书。
Let's turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书的第六十六章。
Isaiah chapter 66.
以赛亚书的第六十六章。
Isaiah chapter 66.
以赛亚书第六十章的六十六章的第十六节
，Chapter 66 verse 16，
十六节说：“因为主在一切有血气的人身上，必以火与刀施行审判啊，被神所杀的必多哈。”那这里告诉我们说，这火与刀是什么
？So here tells us what fire and sword is。
啊，这个火与刀就是一种审判。
The fire and the knife is a judgment.
是一种权柄。
It is a power authority.
哦，所以到最后，神是以火与刀来审判的。
So in the end, God will use the knife and fire to judge.
哦，所以我们今天把柴交出去了。
So after we have given the wood,
工作的担子。
The burden of the work,
交给下一代。
Given to the next generation.
但是作于上一代的。
But for the previous generation.
作于长辈的。
As the older generation.
我们不要把自己的手上的火与刀给掉了。
We must not let go of the fire and
knife. 这是神所赐给你的权柄。
This is the authority given from God.
这是神所赐给你的审判。
This is the judgment given from God.
这是神所赐给你教养下一代的方法。
This is the way that God has given to teach the next generation.
但是火与刀不是让你去刑罚他的。
The fire and the knife is not to punish him.
而是说在孩子背负重担，背负担，不要重担啊，背负担子的这一条路上。
It is that when the children are carrying the burden.
你以火与刀来引导他，确定他走在正确的方向。
Using knife and fire, we can make sure that they walk on the right path.
给予适度的教导。
To give them the appropriate.
给予正确的带领。
The correct guidance.
哦，必要的时候施行审判，让他知道对错。
In the right time, we make judgments so that they know right and wrong.
好，所以我们今天手上有没有这种神所赋予的权柄呢
？So today, do we carry in our hand this authority from God?
好，我常常听说，我常常听到。
A lot of times I hear.
能够说美国文化我们不懂啦。
And we don't understand American culture.
啊，那个美国孩子我们不会教啦。
And we don't know how to teach these American children.
啊，所以既然是在这个新社会，就让他们自己想办法。
And since we're in this new society, let them find a way.
啊，让他们自己在这个社会主流当中成长。
Let them follow the trends of this world and grow.
我不懂啦。
I don't know.
当一个父母说这种话。
When the parents say this.
当一个父母用这种态度在带领自己的孩子。
When they use this kind of mentality to guide their children.
当一个宗教教育的老师用这种为理由。
And when a religious education teacher uses this as a reason.
就是不知道把自己的火跟刀丢到哪里去了。
They don't know where they have thrown their fire and wood.
火与刀是神所赐给你的。
The knife and the fire is from God.
功能就是要你。带领孩子，他背着柴，但是你要领他的路。
So even though the children are carrying the wood, we must guide their steps.
神给你的权柄
，This is the authority from God.
为的是要引领他们在信仰上面进步。
To guide the children to improve in their faith.
所以一个人背柴
，So when a person is carrying the wood,
一个人带着审判
，And another is carrying the judgment.
拿着权柄
，They're holding the authority.
但是两人同行。
But it is two walking together.
这是父亲的身教。
This is the example set by the father.
也是教会长辈的身教。
And this is also the example for the church and the elders.
你今天代表了，你今天作为教会的长辈。
And now you are an older member.
你知道孩子，教会的孩子都在看你吗？
And all the children in church are looking at you.
请问你手上有火与刀吗？
Are you carrying the knife and fire?
你有那个神所赐予你引领人的权柄吗？
Do you carry the authority given by God?
那接下来，以撒问亚伯拉罕。
And then Isaac asked Abraham.
第七节。
Verse 7.
以撒对亚伯拉罕说：“父亲啊！”亚伯拉罕说：“我儿，我在这里。”在这里是亚伯拉罕跟以扫开始的对话。
So here's the beginning of the dialogue between Isaac and Abraham.
在身教之后，马上进入的是言教。
After the example, it is a teaching by word.
好，所以我们要有，我们不但在言语上要教导。
So not only do we have to teach of orally.
我们在行为上要做表现。
Also have to set an example in our actions.
我们在这里看到说，以撒问问题哦。
So here Isaac asks a question.
你看他的跟亚伯拉罕的关系。
And we can see their relationship with Abraham.
他说父亲呐。
He says father.
亚伯拉罕说什么？
And what did Abraham say?
亚伯拉罕说我儿。
He said my son.
我在这里。
I'm here.
这是亚伯拉罕跟以撒的关系。
Here is the relation between Isaac and Abraham.
我们今天呢？
And for us today.
有时候觉得很奇怪。
And sometimes it's strange.
我的孩子怎么这么皮？
How come my child is so bad?
我讲都讲不听。
Whatever I tell him, he doesn't listen.
很想把他吊起来打。
And I want to spank him.
为什么不像以撒这么乖呢？
Why isn't he so obedient like Isaac?
为什么？
Why?
为什么都不听话？
Why doesn't he listen?
是不是因为我们不像亚伯拉罕？
Is it because we are not like Abraham?
因为我们不像亚伯拉罕。
Because we are not like Abraham.
所以我们的孩子不像以撒。
So our children are not like Isaac.
你看以撒问爸爸问题会不会怕？
When Isaac asked Abraham a question, was he afraid?
不会。
He was not.
他说父亲啊。
He said father.
如果今天我们的孩子这样对我们。
And if our children
我们在家里。
Say this to us at home.
说妈妈。
He says mom.
干什么？
What do you want?
我很忙，你没看到。
I'm so busy.
去玩。
Go play.
我们的态度是怎么样？
What kind of attitude do we have?
是不是因为我们的态度？
Is it because of our attitude?
以致我们的孩子不像以撒？
So that our children are not like Isaac.
因为我们不像亚伯拉罕啊。
Because we are not like Abraham.
亚伯拉罕愿意听。
Abraham was willing to listen.
所以他的孩子不怕他。
So his son was not afraid.
他手上有权柄哦。
He holds the authority in his hand.
但是父母的权柄不是建立在孩子的恐惧之上。
But the authority of the parents is not in the fear of the child.
我们以为我们的权柄是什么？
What do we think our authority is?
你有力气把他打得半死吗？
Do we have the strength to beat him to death?
你等他长到22岁，你再看看。
You can try when he's 22.
你以为你现在还小，你把他打得半死就是你的权柄吗？
And if you think that when he's small, you can beat him, that this is your authority.
那就会出现什么？翅膀长硬了，我走了。
And then the child will leave.
为什么？
Why?
因为你的权柄是建立在错误的根基上面。
Because the authority is founded on the incorrect.
你运用权柄的模式也不是神所教导的方法。
And the way that you have used your authority is not the way appointed by God.
今天给你的权柄是什么？
What is the authority given to you?
是在神的道理当中教导他正确的方向与正确的人生。
To instruct the children according to God's way to have a correct life.
所以亚伯拉罕虽然手里有权柄，
so even though Abraham holds the the authority in his hands.
但是他对孩子的态度是温柔的。
But his attitude towards children was gentle.
以致他能够教出一个以撒般这种顺服的子孙。
So that he can raise a very obedient son.
好，所以你看以撒的问题。
So we can see what Isaac
你看他们，你看他们两个人的互动的方式哦。
We can see their interaction.
啊，父亲呐。
Father.
啊，我儿，我在这里。
My son, I am here.
如果你从来不在这里
，If you're never there,
你怎么讲
？How can you say this?
父亲呐。
Father.
啊，我儿啊，我不在那。
My son, I'm not here.
我没空啊。
I don't have time.
哦，你如果说你从小就不在你孩子身边
，And from when your children are young, you're not by their side.
不一定是说你不在家哦。
This doesn't mean that you're not at home.
哦，有两种可能。
There are two possibilities.
一个是你孩子不在身边。
One is the children is not at your side.
哦，所以你成长的过程他没有在你身边哦。
So that you are not.
你没有在他身边。
So that you are not at his side when he is grown.
另外一个可能。
The other possibility.
虽然你人在他身体在他身边。
Even though you're physically by his side.
但是你从来没有时间给他。
But you never have time for him.
美国做过一个调查。
The Americans have made a study.
平均美国家庭哦。
In average American home.
一个正常的，一个正常的，上下班的父亲。
For normal working parents.
平均一个父亲跟孩子对话一天哦，是五到七分钟。
And on average, the father will talk with the child for 5 to 7 minutes.
这算是高的。
This is the highest.
哦，平均是五分钟。
Average is 5.
晚餐的时候。
During dinner.
他说。今天做什么
？And the father will say, "What did you do today?"
没有
，nothing.
哦，你问他什么
？And what do you ask?
啊，你都他都是 nothing 啊，他都是不没有。
And whatever you ask, this child will respond nothing.
为什么
？Why?
因为你没有在他身边啊。
Because you are not at his side.
你今天即使人在家里
，And even if you are at home,
但是你的心不在他身上。
But your heart is not on him.
那你说我很努力啊，我为了提供这个给这个家。
Say I work very hard to support this family.
所以我没有时间给他。
So I don't have time for him.
但是孩子要的是什么？
But what does the child need?
孩子要的是你对他的多一份关怀。
The child needs your concern.
哦，所以今天你的孩子对你说。
So when your child says to you,
父亲啊
，Father,
母亲啊
，Mom,
你要怎么回答？
What do you say?
你说我儿，我在这里。
Say my son, I am here.
啊，不要让他们问哦。
And don't let them ask.
不要让他们这一句话说父亲啊。
And don't let them say father.
母亲啊。
Mother.
你在哪里啊
？Where are you?
哦，不要让他问成这样子哦。
Don't let them ask like this.
哦，我儿，我在这里。
My child, I am here.
哦，我们可能对给他们，我们可能在可能工作很忙，所以时间不多。
And we may be busy with work, so we don't have too much time.
但是在你有限的时间里面
，But in our limited time,
你给他多少
？How much do you give him?、
哦、要问自己。
We must ask ourselves this.
为什么我们孩子不听我们的
？Why doesn't our children listen to us？
哦，你看那个以撒的问题哦。
And we can see the question of Isaac.
以撒说：“请看，火跟柴都有了，但献祭的羊羔在哪里呢
？”The fire and wood are here, but where's the lamb for the burnt offering？
啊、哦，从这句话我们就知道了。
From this question, we can see.
以撒对献祭很熟悉。
Isaac was familiar with burnt offering.
他知道献祭需要什么。
He knew what was needed.
他也知道献祭的方法。
And he knew the way.
好，所以以撒才问这个问题。
So that's why Isaac asked this question.
啊，这代表什么
？What does this show?
代表亚伯拉罕在家里的信仰被以撒所传承了。
And it shows that Abraham has passed down his faith to Isaac.
亚伯拉罕做，以撒看见了。
What Abraham did, Isaac saw.
亚伯拉罕教。以撒学会了
，What Abraham taught Isaac learned，
以致以撒对侍奉神很有概念
，So Isaac knew how to serve God。
我们今天这一代
，So for our generation，、
哦、我们可能自己很热心
，Maybe we're very zealous。
我们自己服侍神
，And we serve God。
我们在家里建立祭坛
，And we set up a family altar。
但是我们的孩子是这祭坛当中的一部分吗
？But is our children a part of this altar？
我们孩子承接了我们的信仰吗
？Have our children took hold of our faith？
啊，有时候我们都会讲。
And sometimes we may say,
他功课很忙啊。
He's very busy with homework.
他不喜欢这个啦。
He doesn't like this.
美国是自由的社会。
America is a land of freedom.
你让他自己做选择。
Let him make his own decision.
哦，这个叫什么？叫做尊重孩子个人自由选择。
That is to respect your children and everyone can make his own decision.
看起来很开明。
It looks very open-minded.
啊，但是在神的眼里
，But in God's eyes，
这叫做。父母缺乏教养下一代的责任与概念。
The parents lack the responsibility of instructing their children.
下到神面前要交账的。
And before God, we must pay the bill.
Settle the account.
Settle the account.
好，到神面前要交账的哦。
Before God, we have to settle the account.
当有一天你站在神的面前。
One day when we are before God.
神拿出哎本子来。
And God opens His book.
啊，某某某。
And so and so.
啊，信仰不错。
Your faith is pretty good.
聚会不错。
And you attend services.
虽然常常迟到。
Even though you're often late.
啊，偶尔还早退。
And you leave early.
啊，不过至少有努力聚会。
But at least you make the effort to come.
啊，很好。
Very good.
翻到下一页。
Next page.
哎，孩子呢？
And what about your children?
哎，两个孩子，我赐给你两个孩子啊。
I gave you two children.
怎么本子上通通都没有？
How come there's nothing here?
哎呀，他，你不知道啊，美国是个自由的社会啊。
Oh, don't you know America is a land of freedom?
我给他选择。
I let him make the decision.
我尊重他个人自由。
I respect their freedom.
好，你觉得神要会怎么跟你说？
And what will God respond?
因为你的所谓的尊重自由，
because you respect their freedom，
因为你逃避那个父母亲所赋予给你的权柄和责任，
because you have not fulfilled the responsibility and authority given to you，
所以在神面前你要付出相应的代价。
So before God you must pay the price。
所以今天我们做父母的，
So as parents，
今天神给我们这样的安排，
God has given us this arrangement.
让我们能够在这个信仰当中知道这个信仰的重要。
So that we can understand the importance of faith.
神又把孩子当作产业，让我们代管哦。
And God
代管哦，我们是代管家哦，代管哦。
God has given us children as an inheritance to take care of.
今天你的孩子有承接到你信仰的榜样吗？
So have our children took up the example of our faith.
今天你的孩子敢对你说，父亲啊，我有一个问信仰的问题要问你。
And do our children dare to say to us, Father, I have a question.
今天你能够像亚伯拉罕这样子，愿意聆听你孩子的问题吗？
Are we like Abraham, willing to listen to our children's
question? 你愿意拿出你有限的时间，在你疲惫的身心当中，还来回答他的问题，来建立他的信仰吗？
Are we willing to take time out of our very busy lives to build up our children's faith?
如果你可以，
if we are able,
你就是亚伯拉罕，
then you are Abraham.
如果你可以，
if you are able,
你的孩子就是以撒，
your children are like Isaac.
所以我们后来看到以撒完全的顺服哦。
So we can see that Isaac was obedient completely.
我们看第九节哦。
Verse 9.
以撒的顺服出现在他愿意被捆绑哦。
And we can see his obedience in that he was willing to be bound on the altar.
好，第九节。
Verse 9.
我们先看第八节好了。
Let's look at verse 8.
第八节说，亚伯拉罕说，我儿，神必自己预备做羊，做燔祭的羊羔。于是两二人同行。这里是第二次的二人同行。
Here's the second time that two of them went together is mentioned.
这一次的二人同行是在什么时候？
And when did this happen?
是在亚伯拉罕给予属灵的教导之后。
It was after Abraham gave the spiritual lesson.
第一次是亚伯拉罕做出属灵的榜样。
The first time Abraham set a spiritual example.
使得父子可以同心同行。
So that the father and son can have one heart and one way.
第二次是亚伯拉罕做出属灵的教导。
And the second time Abraham made the spiritual lesson.
所以亚伯拉罕跟以撒可以父子同心同行。
So that the father and son can have one heart and one way.
今天你要怎么样跟你的孩子同心同行？
How can we have one heart and one way with our children?
我们说呀，好多那个，这个叫什么？代沟。Generation gap.
There's a generation gap.
我们说有代沟啦。
There's too much generation gap.
我跟他不能沟通啊。
I cannot communicate with
him. 讲什么我都听不懂。
Whatever they say, I don't understand.
我讲什么他都不听。
Whatever I say, they don't listen.
我是听不懂。
I don't understand.
他是不听。
And he doesn't listen.
所以我们没有办法沟通啊。
So we cannot communicate.
所以就是你做你的，我做我的啊。
So you do yours and I'll do mine.
活在一个屋檐底下。
And we live under
under the same roof.
We live under the same roof.
好像两个不一样的人，好像两个不认识的人。
But like two people who don't know each other.
但是亚伯拉罕为什么能够跟以撒同心同行？
But why was Abraham able to be of one heart with his son?
属灵的榜样。
He set a spiritual example.
属灵的教导。
And he gave a spiritual lesson.
我们有吗？
Have we done this?
如果有
If we have
同心同行
Then we can have one heart and one way、
哦、所以以撒最后能够完全的顺服亚伯拉罕
So、Isaac was obedient、completely、
哦、甚至于最后愿意、哦、被爸爸捆绑、哦、
To the point that he was willing to be bound on by his father
他很熟悉献祭的过程、啊、
And he clearly knew what the process of、sacrifice was
看他老爸那个绳子一拿出来他就知道爸爸要干什么了
When he sees his father take out the rope, he knew what was going to happen.
哇，捆起来。
When he bound him.
哇，要烧人呐、啊。
He knew he was going to be burned.
哦、他很清楚。
He knew this completely.
你说如果不清楚哈、哦，被绑可能还搞是搞不清楚状况。
If he still didn't know when he was bound, then he didn't know the circumstance.
但是他是很清楚的状况之下愿意被绑。
But under this very clear situation, he was willing to be bounded.
这种孩子不就是我们所期望的吗？
Isn't this the kind of children that we hope to have?
哦，就是我们所希望的这种顺服的子孙呢、啊。
And we hope for obedient children.
啊，但是要有这种顺服的子孙。
But sometimes for obedient children.
哦，三个条件。
There are three requirements.
第一个，亚伯拉罕成功的教导。
First, Abraham successfully taught him.
哦，因为有成功的教导。
Because of this teaching,
所以孩子在信仰上知道要顺服父母
，so that the children in their faith know to obey their parents.
好，所以我们今天有没有活出属灵的榜样
？So have we set a spiritual example?
好，所以第一，信仰上的成功教导
；So first, a successful spiritual teaching.
第二是亚伯拉罕权威的奠定
；And second is the authority, the establishment of Abraham's authority.
好，因为孩子他敬畏他的父母亲
because the parent obey their parents
哦，这个不见得是打出来的哦。
The children obey their parents not from beatings、
哦、我们常讲说棒下出孝子打得他半死他才会听哦。
And sometimes we may think we'll beat them half to death before they will listen
哦，不见得哦。
It is not always like this
有时候是你怎么样行事为人
sometimes it is how you are like as a person
你的孩子在看你
and your children are watching you
你讲的话
What you say,
你答应的事情
what you promise,
你很重视
and what you look highly upon,
你不随便对孩子开那种空头支票
and you don't very absentmindedly give、
哦、骗他们
lie to your children、
哦、随便讲讲
and just say whatever you want、
哦、你的权威父母的权威是在对原则的把握之下建立起来的
The authority of a parent is established on a few principles.
哦，你遵守你的原则。
When you follow these principles,
哦，孩子就会尊重你的原则。
The children will respect you.
哦，这是父母的权柄哦。
This is the authority of the parent.
哦，所以以撒的完全顺服是第一是属灵的教导。
So Isaac was obedient because of his teachings.
第二是权威的奠定哦。
And the establishment of his authority.
第三是。他对父亲信任的建立
And the third was the establishment of his trust in his father
他相信他的父亲
He believed in his father
为什么相信他的父亲
Why did he believe in him
因为他觉得父亲不会犯错
Because he didn't think that his father will do anything wrong
他觉得父亲所做的一定有他的道理
He knew that what his father did had a reason
这样的信任
And with this kind of belief,
不是一时可以建立起来的
cannot be established in a short time.
一定是长远的一个过程
but it is through a long process.
使得他对父亲有完全的相信
so that he has complete trust in his father.
哦，这是他的 credibility 啊，他的信任度的建立哦。
And this is the establishment of his credibility.
哦，所以我们今天孩子听不听我们的
so do our children listen to us?
常常跟我们讲话算不算数很有关系。
It's maybe related to whether our words are credible.
那跟我们在孩子心中的那个可信度有直接的关系。
It is related to how much our children think we are credible.
他如果看着你
，and if they look at us，
我的父亲
，my father，
我的母亲
，my mother，
他们不会做错
，they will not do wrong。
他们一定有理由
，they must have a reason。
我完全的相信
，and I completely trust。
哦，那你就可以有以撒般的孩子。
Then you can have children like Isaac.
哦，所以他们有三，以撒有顺服，有三个条件。
So Isaac was obedient because of three conditions.
哦，这是我们作为长辈，作为父母，也必须要努力的目标。
And this is also our goals as parents.
哦，所以到最后是一个美丽的结局。
So finally, there was a beautiful conclusion.
哦，神预备了。
God provided.
啊，叫做耶和华以勒。嗯
，The Lord will provide.
The Lord will provide. 哈，再说这个地方神必预备啊。
So this place was called the Lord will provide.
啊，所以我们从这父子两人同行。
So from the father and son walking together.
我们可以重新审查一下自己的行为。
We can also examine our own actions.
重新调整一下亲子之间的关系。
And correct our, make better our relationship with our
son. 同时也是要调整啊，也是调整教会里面年长的与年轻一代的互动模式。
And adjust, correct the interaction between the older and younger generations.
啊，使得新生代以及年长的一代能够如同父子一般同心同行。
So that the young and the old can, be of one heart and one way.
啊，所以我们要问问自己。
So we have to ask ourselves.
作为年长的一代。
As an older generation.
啊，当我们试图要把责任交接给下一代。
When we want to give the responsibility to the next generation.
我们有建立起他们正确的属灵教导吗
？Have we established the correct spiritual teaching?
啊，我们有靠着神的能力鉴定我们的信仰的权威吗
？Have we established the authority through God.
啊，如果作为教会的长辈
，as an older member，
道理都搞不清楚
，and if we don't even understand the truth，
哦，随便乱讲
，and we say whatever we want，
随便乱教
，and teach whatever we want。
哦，那你怎么会有这种信仰上的权柄呢
？How can we have the spiritual authority？
哦，第三就是我们作为教会的长辈
，and third as the elders in the church，
我们有努力建立起我们在下一代里面的可信度吗？
Have we established our credibility in the eyes of the younger generation?
他们信任我们吗
？Do they believe in us?
他们相信我们所做的决定是神的旨意吗
？Do they trust that what we do is God's will?
好，这是我们自己要重新思考的。
This is something that we must think about.
好，我们感谢主耶稣。那我们今天下午的聚会就到这结束。
And thank God this concludes our afternoon service.
我们一起唱诗144首。
Let's sing hymn 144.
Faithful, return, Savior.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在要一起来做结束的祷告。
Now we're going to make a concluding prayer.
在祷告当中，我们为那些身体欠安、信心软弱的弟兄姐妹代祷。
And in our prayers, let's pray for those who are physically and spiritually weak.
尤其是那些今天没有办法来到这里一起领受安息的弟兄姐妹。
And also pray for those who are not able to come.
同时我们在祷告当中也要为自己祷告。
And also in our prayers, let's pray for ourselves.
有时候我们常记得帮人家祷告，都会忘记帮自己祷告。
And often we pray for others, but we forget to pray for ourselves.
要记得，要记得帮自己祷告。
We must remember to pray for ourselves.
很重要。
It is very important.
因为我们马上安息日的聚会就要在这边结束了。
Because very soon the Sabbath service will end.
但是安息日聚会的结束
But the end of the Sabbath service
是面对生活挑战的开始。
Is the beginning of facing the challenges in our life.
在我们离开这里之后
After we have departed from here,
我们马上要回到各自的环境里面去。
We have to return to our environment.
面对一项我们所必须要面对的挑战。
And face the challenges that we must face.
有时候也要面对一些新来的挑战。
And also new challenges.
所以那个时候才是我们真正信心锻炼的试验场。
And that is the true training ground.
所以我们马上就要回去我们的考试的中心去了。
And so we are about to return to our training ground.
所以我们求主耶在祷告当中特别为自己祷告。
So in our prayer, let's especially pray for ourselves.
让我们的信仰不是只有在会堂。
So that our faith is not only here in the chapel.
而是信仰是在生活。
But our faith is in our lives.
使我们在接下来这个礼拜。
So that in this coming week.
第一能够胜过挑战。
First we can overcome the challenges.
第二能够思想道理。
And second to meditate on the word.
第三活出所学的。
And third to live out what we have learned.
在这里听到是一回事。
And to listen to the word is one thing.
真正的难的是在回去之后把它活出来。
But the hardest part is to live it out in our daily lives.
我们求主耶稣帮助我们每一位。
And may God help us all.
使我们的生活就是信仰，信仰就是生活。
So that our life is faith and faith is life.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all pray.